Good afternoon, KUOW.
You're listening to Radioactive.
I'll buzz you in.
Hello, and welcome to Radioactive's January podcast. I'm Anne Kane.
And I'm Antonia Dorn. I'm a junior at Chief Self in Seattle, and I did Radioactive's fall workshop.
I was in the program back in 2008, and now I attend the University of Washington.
I was asked multiple times, what is Radioactive anyways? Radioactive is a program that teaches kids my age how to produce radio stories.
After the workshops, youth can continue to produce radio stories throughout the year and be a part of our monthly podcasts.
So don't forget to check out our website to hear past shows or like us on Facebook. You know, Anne, you should send me a friend request on Facebook.
I'm not a Facebooker.
What? Everyone uses Facebook.
I don't use Facebook.
Why is that?
It started out as a rule for my parents, but as I'm getting older, I don't feel very comfortable with having my life on display for the world to see.
Oh, I guess I only use it to see memes and look at some car pages. I get on to see if anything interesting was posted and then get right back off because there usually isn't a lot.
But don't you get kind of tired of trying to keep up with all of your friends?
I definitely do sometimes. They use it as a diary and stuff, and they post pictures of themselves. And for the most part, they're doing that whole camera thing, using their phone to take pictures at funny angles with overused poses.
That always looks awkward to me. But some people use Facebook as a way to create an identity for themselves, which can be a pretty stressful experience.
In 2011, when Facebook's new timeline feature was introduced, Radioactive's Molly Fried was starting college in a new state.
Her obsession with the control that the new feature offered led to a ton of stress about her social media identity, until she met someone who made her rethink its hold on her.
I've always cared a lot about what people think about me. So when college came around, and I had the opportunity to recreate my image, I decided to take full advantage of it. But rather than changing my hairstyle or picking up theater, my transformation took place in front of my computer. I gave myself a promotion to full-time timeline curator of my own Facebook page. I wanted the new friends I'd be making to be impressed with my life up to this point, so I revamped everything. I purged any embarrassing likes that I'd accumulated over the years. I untagged myself from unflattering old pictures. I scoured for unpopular posts to delete. I wanted to create a certain image of myself as well-rounded, funny, and interesting, and I felt genuinely stressed whenever my Facebook didn't reflect that. To me, a like on a post was more than just a click. My friend Nick agrees.
It's a really like small way of like, oh, people agree with what I've said here. People find this interesting. People find me interesting. So I think there's always the attraction to, you know, curate yourself. And if something was unpopular or if you look terrible in a photo, there's always that inclination to be like, let's get rid of that from the public record.
During my first year at college, I met a guy at a party who caught my interest. But after the customary Facebook combing that my friends and I went through the next morning, the prognosis was grim. He had too many posts and not enough likes. I ignored my best instincts and decided to give him a shot. Unfortunately, his personality ended up reflecting his Facebook profile, and I considered my lesson learned. I asked my friend Justin what he thought made a bad Facebook profile.
The photos that you post of yourself, like if you take a lot of photos of yourself with your camera phone out pointed at you, and that's probably a sign to me that your Facebook's a little weak.
I was really worried about presenting a weak Facebook. So when I met this total stranger at a music festival this past summer and he asked if he could make me dinner, I was floored. See, Sam didn't have a Facebook. Why would someone be interested in me if they couldn't vouch for my personality through my Facebook? And how was I supposed to know if he was worth my time if I couldn't judge him through his Facebook? I thought back to the mistake I'd made with that other guy. It was definitely a risk. Even my mother was a little concerned that he had no internet presence. True, not having a Facebook wasn't as concerning as having a bad one, but how was I supposed to know who he really was if I couldn't check out his taste in music or dumb YouTube videos? Again, I acted against my best instincts. Why not? I was headed back to school in 2 weeks anyway. Against all odds, we continued dating, and 5 months later, he reactivated his profile. There was a week-long conversation about when, how, and why to become Facebook official, obviously facilitated by myself. But he never stopped talking about all the anxiety it had reintroduced into his life. It made me hyper-aware of all the anxiety I felt, and it actually made me kind of embarrassed about it. It's a pretty common sentiment, like my friend Justin says.
Yeah, almost like a, why am I doing this? Like, what is the purpose of all the stress that involved in this?
But it's not like this fear of judgment is so unfounded. My friend Pete judges people all the time for their Facebooks.
You look at their posts, and if they have, like, one person that likes the post, you're going to be like, oh, this person isn't very popular. They're probably not that cool in real life.
However, Pete's own posts usually only get a few likes.
And how does it make you feel?
Psh, lame.
I totally knew how he felt. I remembered back to when I'd first started revamping my profile. It was around when I started spending 2 or 3 hours a day on the site, perusing other people's profiles for inspiration and just out of boredom. It made sense that I was more stressed about being judged by all these new friends when I was judging them in my free time. High numbers of Facebook friends actually correlate with high levels of stress, or at least that's a finding from a study done at the University of Edinburgh School of Marketing. It explains that juggling different circles of your life on Facebook can lead to a lot of anxiety. I talked to Ben Martyr, a fellow at the university and an author of the study, about his personal experience with this.
I got my ears pierced about 3 or 4 years ago, and my friend took a photo of me on their phone and uploaded it to Facebook. And I was like sort of stuck in this sort of ear piercing chair at that moment, and I was like, oh, I can't get off, I can't detag it. And I knew my mum would see it straight away, because she only has about 6 friends, and it's definitely going to go on her feed. So I felt anxious.
And that's exactly why my mom is blocked from most of my content. So why do we spend so much time on such a stressful site? The friends? The links? The pictures? Some of Ben's new research suggests that it can be used as a coping strategy.
If you're feeling a bit down that day, you might go onto Facebook and look at some, like, quote, friends of yours that have, like, you think have worse lives than yours, and you might make you feel better.
Yeah, I can think of so many times that I've done that to remind myself that I'm still on track compared to other people. Earlier this week, Sam deleted his Facebook. Again. In the car that night, I asked him about how that would affect us as a virtual couple.
So what does this mean for our online relationship?
I don't even think there's such a thing as an online relationship to worry about. There's only our real relationship. It's not like we ever really interact online, particularly not with Facebook.
Yeah, but it is a medium that people use to, like, investigate your status.
Well, you shouldn't be so worried about what other people think, then.
I know, but that's my thing. My thing is to worry about what other people think about me. It's been 6 months, you should know this.
And that's when I realized what it comes down to for me. As long as I view my Facebook as a representation of myself, I'm going to feel stressed. I was feeling pretty insecure when I decided that putting my best foot forward meant putting my Facebook profile forward. Meeting Sam made me realize that I could stand alone as a person, and that I needed to break free of this vicious cycle of judgment. Sam recommended this app for me called Facebook Limiter, which will force me to cut back the time I spend on the site to 30 minutes a day. I've stopped carrying a camera around in order to stop obsessing over documenting any fun things I do in my life. My hope is that the less time I put into my Facebook, the more time I can spend developing myself as a person rather than a profile. For Radioactive, I'm Molly Freed.
I never really thought about how almost everyone I know using Facebook and other sites lives behind the profiles they make. I did the same thing Molly did, and I used to worry about my relationship being advertised. Only because I wanted people to know, though. I was never one to post a lot of pictures. I did more before in middle school, though.
What changed?
I found no point in seeking weird internet attention, and I hated how big of a deal it was to post anything. I didn't like people being in my business, and I really didn't like all the ratchet people who were always in my newsfeed. It got really annoying.
Ratchet?
Fresh.
Ill.
Sick.
Dope.
Mobbing.
YOLO.
Bomb.
Wag.
Sketchy.
Slang of the month.
Yeah.
This month's slang word is ratchet.
RATCHET.
According to Urban Dictionary, ratchet is one who is very random and acts in ways of being loud and obnoxious.
Nicki Minaj.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell them who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm at them dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the dudes up.
Well, you got my heartbeat running away. Beating like a drum.
You know, I saw a meme on Facebook just yesterday. It was of Nicki Minaj's face next to Miss Potato Head from Toy Story. And they were saying they looked just the same because their makeup matched. The only difference was that Nicki Minaj had hair. This one is for the boys in the powwows.
Entrepreneurs again in the mowgows. Think about with the cool, he could sow loud. I can stress myself out enough with drama in real life. I really don't know why people put up with it on Facebook.
Molly put this question to some of her friends. Why do you guys use Facebook?
I use Facebook because a lot of people use Facebook.
I use Facebook to necessitate my narcissistic need to have a stronghold in the social media realm.
Yeah, okay, let me think about it. Hang on. I guess I use Facebook because it provides me with I don't really know why.
A social thing that I do because everyone around me is doing it, and I would feel left out if I wasn't part of it.
Feels good to make a joke out of what people decide to share about themselves.
I don't know, it makes time pass quicker, so I'm usually on it if I'm waiting for something, or if I'm bored, then I'll usually just try to go on it to see if there's something to do, because there might be an event on there, or I might see somebody is online who also is looking for something to do.
I'm not convinced. I still don't see the point. I think I'll stay off Facebook for now.
I don't really use it that much now. Well, that's all for this month's show.
Jenny Asarno and Leela Kataev are Radioactive's editors, and much thanks to Bianca Young for editing the Vox Pop.
Don't forget to go and like us on Facebook.
Or if you don't have Facebook, you can always go to our website, kuow.org/radioactive. I'm Ann Kane.
And I'm Antonia Dorn. Check it out.